Good morning. Welcome to Hockey the Podcast. It's the Belgian Tech Elite Club Challenge Wrap Show as we look back at a tournament which brought highs for Bellevue, highs for Riverside, and highs for the whole hockey family. It was a tournament that had thrills, spills, video referrals, and even more. And to digest it tonight, we're joined by three different national players. The first is Rustin Abrahams, who was a pivotal player in his march to the title. We're joined then by Wade Payton, who is one of our pundits and commentators for the tournament, before Riverside's head coach, John T. Robinson, takes us through their march to victory. This and more on Hockey the Podcast, the Belgatex Elite Club Challenge Edition. We're joined by champion and South African national international player Rustin Abrahams. Of course, Rustin was part of the Blue Hockey Club, who tremendously fought back from 2-0 down into the final quarter and secured themselves a brilliant 4-2 win. Rustin, we're a week later now. Thanks for joining. Has the hangover worn down? Has the celebration calmed down? And are Blue still on cloud number 9?
Definitely think the hangover is gone. Definitely, I think after coming off such a successful weekend, we've definitely used that momentum to drive us to put them to win or to continue our winning streak. As this weekend, we've had two really tough games versus Wits and UJ, who actually win both those games 3-1 and 3-2. We're definitely using that momentum as being Architects champions to carry us through for this next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Russ, at the end of three quarters, you guys were trailing 2-0. Was there some doubt creeping into the minds that maybe this isn't going to be?
Well, there is a little bit of doubt, but knowing us as Blue, we will score. And the only thing is how many we will score. And I think we just needed that first goal to help settle, to bring us back to reality and help us carry through for the next 15 minutes of that final.
And I mean, that's exactly what happened. First goal from Armand from the penalty corner. But, I mean, it's... as much as youngsters stuck their hands out and stuff, obviously the likes of Melrick, Maddox, Rustin yourself, Reza, Rosenberg and Julian Hikes, your experienced campaigners, they really put their hands up and drove the team forward.
Yes, definitely. I think we have some seasoned players who know what is needed to help turn the game in our favour. And I think just needing that momentum shift for that last quarter was much needed for our younger players to give it a go. And quite thankfully, we do have the depth now that our players such as Armand, Del Piero, and other players can actually help bring through and secure us all for us.
Yeah, Russ, the other thing is obviously we all know the impact that Ali Fredericks had forming Blue, and a lot of you guys had very, very close personal relationships with him. Did you guys feel like you had the 12th player on the field with Ali on the park with you almost during that final?
I definitely think so. If I look back at the past couple of tournaments, the JHL for the Northside Griffins, you can see the boys from Blue, clearly, we have that extra bit of energy that's pushing us, and I definitely think that's Ali. He's driven us so far and so long that having him in the back of our heads and our hearts just helps us push that extra bit of 15 minutes or extra bit of running just to make sure that we can help keep his legacy alive and push there and on him in everything we do.
And of course, you did exactly that. The goals you scored were throughout the tournament were pretty much carbon copies of many Ali goals over the years. But Ali was also a big part of the discussion with Belgatex and with Riverside back 3 years ago when Belu first got their invitation. How great is it for Belu to be part of the Belgatex Elite Club Challenge?
I actually think it's phenomenal. I think it's something that we needed, and to go out and prove that we need more rooms like these to help sustain and even better our club system in our country. And for us to go there, or for us to be invited in 2019, where, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think we got a good result from that tournament, to now having to be undefeated this year, is quite special for us, because I know that's one of the tournaments Alistair would like to have won. And to have him in our hearts while we won it this year is truly something special for us.
Absolutely. It was so cool to be able to see. I mean, obviously, I was there in 2019 when I saw a team that has all the talent, but you could still see we're still finding the identity. It was clear this time around you guys have a clear identity. It's a goal-scoring identity. It's forward hockey. And, I think all of us that were at the Belgatex Elite Club Challenge were pleased that we got to watch you. And obviously the celebration afterwards was worth it.
100%. Definitely think it's taken us a bit of time. I think Blue's always been known to be a very fiery team that goes forward. And I think this is the year that we've sort of found a structure that works for us, that allows us to go forward, but also to be a bit more defensively sound, with, I think, conceding four or five goals throughout the tournament. So it just shows that we're starting to hone our own identity or playing style, which is really good to see.
And I mean, Russ, you obviously come into this tournament on the back of time with the national team. Of course, you are one of our reserves for the Commonwealth Games as well. I mean, what would you say about the level, the quality level of hockey that we saw at Belgatex Elite? And, you know, how do we stack up from a club point of view with what you've seen around the world so far?
I think when it comes to that, I think when we stack our international level through to our club level, you can clearly see that because Belgatex is more focused on older generation of players, as no varsity team is invited, it also shows that we do still have a lot of depth in our country in terms of hockey players. And also with the likes of under 18 players playing in club leagues, I believe under 18 boys are playing for Riverside, which is great because they're getting that experience that previous SA players get to play. So I think it's a really nice platform to bring up young players as well as keep our older generation players still playing and still keeping our sport alive. And it just helps that giving more players opportunity to play highly competitive hockey in a short amount of time and for it to stream this year and to have video referrals is absolutely incredible. It almost gives people the taste of what international hockey feels like or a professional outlook of our sport feels like.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we would call it. It is an elite club challenge, and it has the best, most elite clubs, non-tertiary, in the country. And in 2022, the men's title landed with Belu. You know, obviously, you guys will be back in 2023 to defend the crown and with a different mantle because everybody wants to beat the champions. Are you looking forward to that already, putting it in the diary for next year?
100%. This is my first Elite Belgatex challenge. I'm definitely looking forward to next year. And knowing the boys, everyone loves Belgatex. We love this challenge and we would love to defend it next year as well. So all of us are very keen for that.
Rustin, thanks very much for joining us. That was Rustin Abrahams, SA national player, and of course, importantly, Belgatech's elite club champion with Baloo Hockey. Russ, have a great evening. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing Baloo back on the Belgatech's turfs next year, defending their title.
100%. Thanks, Chubbs. Thanks for having me, and yeah, take you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, bye.
Cheers. And as we continue our digestion of the Belgatech's Elite Club Challenge, a wonderful weekend down at Riverside Sports, we're joined now by former South African outdoor Olympian, former South African indoor World Cup player, and of course, on the weekend, he had a slightly different role. He was joining the punditry team as one of our commentators. It is Wade Payton. Wade, good evening and welcome to Hockey the Podcast, a special Belgatech's Elite Club Challenge edition. I know we didn't get to spend much time together in person, but obviously always a great time to be around a hockey field.
Yeah, James, thanks for having me again. I love being a part of your shows. Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get to shake hands and chat a bit of hockey off the side of the field. But flip, fantastic. Yeah, I had a fantastic time being involved. Not the usual spot, being in the commentary box, and not particularly my favorite spot, especially at the Belgatech's Elite Club Challenge, because when you're up there, the only place you really want to be is on the field where all that action is happening.
Speak of the action, what kind of things stood out for you and impressed you over the course of the weekend?
Oh, Jabs, the tournament was taken to the next level with that video referral for me. I mean, it's a game changer for club hockey in South Africa. I mean, I don't think we'll see it in our regular leagues for years to come, if not ever. But to have it at a tournament like the Belgatech's Elite Club Challenge is an incentive, eh? I mean, for my club team or any club team around, if you go and play in a tournament where you're pretty much getting as close as you're going to get to being on the international stage, in terms of organization, and then obviously on field, stuff like the video referral. I mean, it is a game changer, and it was quite interesting to see how the players are managing it. Obviously, some guys would never have ever had to make a video referral. So I don't think it was used as well as it should be. But flip, the door was opened, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was used more than it needed to be in the years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love it. It really is. I know the umpires don't always love it. Sean Rappaport said he thinks it's great because you learn. No umpire really wants to have their decision turned against them, but we did see a couple of really good video referrals. We saw Wanderers use it in a game. We saw Riverside Women use it in a game where, of course, it looked like they were about to concede an equalizer, and then they ran up the other end after that and got a second. So, it really is a game changer, as you say. The ES Media guy is doing a great job in also making sure that video was available quick and it wasn't a timiest delay in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Rob Gossett and his team at ES Media were full-blown incredible. I mean, sitting up in the commentary box and just getting all the comms from them all the time. I mean, the footage, the quality of the footage that we were able to commentate on, in terms of the high definition, was incredible. I mean, we didn't even have to pop our head over the screen, the monitor we had in front of us. It was really, really great, eh? And it's so great to see a very hockey-based company like ES Media being involved in such a fantastic tournament. So I think that's where our sports are so fantastic, eh? We, as big as the numbers are that are playing it, the community is really close and tight-knit, so yeah, fantastic to see what ES Media have been adding in terms of value to the Belgatech's Elite Club Challenge.
Yeah, I commentated along with Goz and Keegan and them about a year and a half back in RPT. And you know, I remarked, because I missed the Thursday games that came down Friday morning, and I said, yes, when I watched on Thursday, it felt like there were five cameras. And they're like, no, still only three. So it just shows even the cutting had been so much more improved, and you know that I love those sneaky little camera angles on the field, and you know, for me, that's a big part of why the product is the Elite Club Challenge. It is the media story that's told.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wasn't able to get down to that final on Saturday, just with family stuff and my kids. But I was very, very comfortable with putting my feet up on the couch, going onto the YouTube channel and watching that live streaming, because it felt like I was watching a tournament on the international stage. I mean, the cutting to halftime, the teams, like you said, the angles, you just always feel like you're in the action. And yes, I really take my hats off to the ES media team and for Baltics in particular for getting them on board, snatching them up quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. A great partnership. And of course, you'll see more from them at the Kersney Fives in a little while, a few days' time. And we'll be talking about that in another episode of Hockey the Podcast. But, you know, Wade, one of the things that I often have referred to you and pushed and said, you know, the old boys still have some gas in the legs. Wouldn't you love to be on the park? And that was the case this weekend. We saw, you know, Tommy Hammond, Miguel de Grasse, Julian Hikes, you know, some of the legends of SA hockey standing up, being counted and making the difference for their teams again.
Yeah, absolutely, Jobs. I had to definitely send my wife a couple of text messages saying, please get the boots out and dust off the stick. I might be coming back. Tommy, obviously a great friend of mine throughout my career, and also made my debut with Julian Hikes. It's been so flipping fantastic to see them out on the field, still running, not as hard as they used to, but I think we're all in that boat when we hit a particular age, but Thomas just controlling the game like a Xavi Alonso in the midfield for Barcelona. And Julian scoring, I mean, as many goals as he likes, really. And he seems to have goals on tap. He just hasn't lost it. He's one of the most naturally gifted athletes that I've been able to play the game with. And, yeah, just watching, I mean, like you said, even a guy like Miguel de Grasse, Stewie Spooner, those guys have been out on the hockey field for a long time, and I think for them, who they're not necessarily involved with their provincial setups anymore, this is the next biggest event for them on the calendar, or should I say it will be the biggest event for them on the calendar. So just keeping the guys who are kind of phasing out of the national ranks and the provincial ranks, but still wanting to be able to compete at a level, there's now the Baltics Elite Club Challenge, which has landed on the doorstep of everyone playing local and provincial hockey for your club. This is where you're going to go. And it's a great incentive for everybody. And it is going to keep, in my opinion, it's going to keep the numbers in club hockey, to be honest. And we won't see that as much of a fade-off. When guys finish those provincial times, they kind of don't really have any goals, objectives. But now there's all the reason to stick around and go and play at a high or world-class club tournament like the Baltics Elite Club Challenge.
And of course, well, we've got those seasoned pros who are showing that many a good tune played on an old fiddle. But, of course, we've also got a lot of youngsters coming through, the likes of Alex Blows. We saw Ross Montgomery. Of course, they're exciting over on the girls' side. Of course, the name Danny Rhodes has been mentioned in South Africa many times. Of course, we haven't seen much of her because she's been playing in USA. She showed everybody just how good she is, and probably not far away from a national call-up. Of course, player of the tournament was Kaylee from Riverside, another young lady who took the opportunity to put her hand up. And there is an immense amount of talent, young talent, coming up as well.
Absolutely, Chata. I think all young Alex and Monty might be the reasons I actually stay away from the field, because I don't feel like marking young guys who run around like that. They are tremendous talent. And I mean, we were actually obviously fortunate enough to have so much good coverage of that under 18 boys and girls IPT down in Stellenbosch. And I mean, the quality of those games was unbelievable. And to see these guys coming back to their club structures where they spend every single weekend, and I mean, yes, they all still play their school hockey games because they're still at school. They on the weekends, they stick and balling with some of the best club and provincial and national players on a Saturday or a Sunday. And that's what it's about. I mean, getting these guys at this club tournament, opening their eyes to the next level, not necessarily the provincial level, but just the next level of like hockey enjoyment and why we kind of play the game. Like club hockey is, that's what it's about. You don't give up your Saturday or Sunday if you don't want to be there. We all love the game, and that's what club hockey is about. And this is what this tournament is really, really just bringing to fruition. Eh? And I mean, you mentioned Danny Rhodes there. I hadn't seen a lot of her, but I've heard everything about her, and obviously was able to see her on the past weekend, and she is an absolute talent. Really looking forward to seeing how we manage her in our structures. Obviously still a young lady, but yeah, I'm hoping to see her involved with some of the setups going forward.
Yeah, it was riveting stuff. It was amazing stuff. And if you are able to go onto the Supersport Schools app and re-watch that final, watch Danny Rhodes. I think it was the second goal when she scored. Just amazing hands and the type of player that I think Giles Bonnet, sitting with the national team up at the Commonwealth Games, will be saying, please, please, please get yourself to RPT at the end of the month and, you know, give us a chance to give you a chance.
Yeah, if I know Giles, her name is already on a piece of paper somewhere. He doesn't keep his finger to evolve the pulse. He's on the ball. And yeah, hopefully she can get to IPT. I don't know what her American commitments are or where she is. But yeah, let's hope she can get to an IPT and yeah, put her hands up for a squad selection going forward.
Well, and isn't that just the wonderful story of the Belga Texas League Club Challenge is the stories of players like Danny Rhodes who may not have been household names who will become them, but also to tell stories of Putex, you know, the man who scores goals for fun. It's an uncanny ability. You get very few people like that in the world, and they still do. And the Belga Texas League Club Challenge offered both these players a platform on which they could do their art. And, you know, you and I were fortunate enough to be able to help tell that story. And I suppose, Pates, as I wrap up now with you, you know, what would be your one standout it's a harsh question to just say one standout, but one standout from the overall of the weekend?
Jobs, that's a tough one. There are a couple of good standouts for me, but being the, I wouldn't say fashion orientated guy I am, I would say the kit. I absolutely loved the kit of the Riverside. I can remember they had lemons. I can remember the Wanderers had flamingos, and the Western Province Cricket Club had their badger all over their kit. And that for me was summed up just, I don't want to say cool, it's probably not the best word to describe it, but it's just the freedom of club hockey. Like you can do that. If you want your kit to be like that, you can do that. And that was just amazing to see. I love it how they all keep it for their second day, kind of to come out and surprise everyone. It was just a great touch from those teams. And I hope it's something that we see going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. And I could imagine a few people making sure they buy replicas in the future. But, Pates, I'll leave you there. I mean, you and I could chat hours and hours about the great game of hockey, but what a great pleasure it was to hear your voice on the commentary at the Belga Texas League Club Challenge, and looking forward to seeing you get involved in more Belga Texas lined up events in the near future. Always a pleasure chatting hockey to you, and yeah, thanks for joining on Hockey the Podcast.
Thanks, Jabs. Always a pleasure. I can't wait to catch up face-to-face.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be sooner rather than later, for sure.
100%. Thanks, Jabs.
Thanks, bud. Cheers.
Bye.
Cool.
And as we wrap up our Belga Texas Elite Club Challenge wrap-up, there's no better way to go than one of the people who is a starring role for the host, Riverside Sports Club. Of course, a player for the men's team, the head coach of the women's team, and leading them to a momentous victory, their first title since 2017, I think it is. But more importantly, for them, a victory against the old enemy, Kuzny, and a massive, massive celebration. Of course, he's got more than 100 caps for the SA Outdoor Hockey Men. He's played for the SA Indoor Hockey Men, so he knows all there is to know about the game of hockey, yet he's still a student of the game. John T. Robinson. John T., thanks for joining Hockey the Podcast in this special Bulgatex Elite Club Challenge wrap-up.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, we could go nowhere else. I mean, obviously, your Riverside's team, the one you coach, obviously we're not going to talk about the one you played for right now, but the one you coached, you know, victory, all KZN final. You know, we spoke, you and I chatted on the night before when you beat Province Cricket Club, and yeah, you know, all things were pointing to a very, very tough battle with Kuzny, but not just that you guys win, but a fairly convincing win. And that's no disrespect meant to Kuzny in saying that, and breaking the demon. The 5-year drought against Kuzny came to an end, and what a place to do it.
What a place to do it. And it was, for the ladies, something really, really special. I know we'd gone through the season and got a lot of momentum, and things were clicking, and the ladies were working really, really hard. And, you know, for it to culminate in a performance like that, where we were really clinical on our penalty corners and fluid through space between the 25s, it was fantastic. And then to have, you know, key personnel just have some incredible performances was really, really special.
Well, you know, I was just talking to Wade Payton about this, and you know, one of the names that came up was Danny Rhodes. She's obviously a name that we've heard in South African circles. You can't have the surname Rhodes in South African sport and not attract some sort of attention. But, yeah, it was really great to see her on a South African turf, and to see all that promise is not just promise. It's backed by power.
Oh, 100% backed by power. I mean, she's been absolutely incredible from the first day she came down to join us at training after. I think she'd pretty much jumped off the plane and, like, headed straight to the turf and got on. She added so much value for the side. And, you know, one of the things that we're missing, I think, for a couple of years now is just someone to come in and share the load with Jacinta Jubb. I mean, she's been a goal-scoring animal. And the ability that the two of them had to connect in crucial areas and just kind of, you know, share the load and draw attention away from each other just to create the extra half yard of space for them to let their sort of ability fly. That was really, really awesome to see. And, you know, she was just so dynamic and threatening the whole way through. It was awesome to watch.
And of course, we talk about her, but it would be remiss not to talk about Charlene Boshoff, who produced a player of the tournament performance throughout the tournament. And really, when I spoke to her after the Province Cricket Club game, she just seems like a player who just loves playing hockey.
She absolutely loves the sport. She really does. You know, she actually lives in Maritzburg and does the trek down the hill every Monday and Wednesday to come and train, because, you know, she just wants to keep on growing and developing, and she loves charging and training. And she's been really, really good. But wow, did she step up? You know, she took absolute control, and she never seemed flustered and never off guard. And when the moment was right, she was super penetrative. And then when it needed, it was just the small offload or the small carry. And in defense, she was a rock. You know, and then you go and add on a couple of penalty corner goals on top of that, and you've got, you know, a player of the tournament performance. She was just unreal.
You know, and as a coach, it must just be so good. Obviously, you start a season and you want to win the league, but, you know, for Riverside, winning the Bulgatex League Club Challenge at home is definitely something high up. And to win it the way that you guys did must have been particularly pleasing.
Oh, very much so. It's obviously, this is a huge thing on our roster for the year, and we really build towards it, you know, amongst obviously the priority of getting on top of the league. But the thing that really, really excited me was that Sure, it was an incredible team performance. So yes, we had some players that went and stood out, and Charlene was unbelievable. Danny scored goals. JJ was really good. But then you look at, you know, some of our club women that have been around for years, and Kerry Eagleton in the screens was fantastic. Meg Carigi's coming back and actually playing a deeper role than what she normally did for us. She was awesome. You know, Wendy Slending was awesome. You look at some of our schoolgirls, Georgia Swartz, Savannah. It was awesome to let the team really play and build together and flow, and it made rotations really simple, and we could keep an intensity throughout the tournament and definitely through games. And you know, we went to two games where we ended up scoring 2+ goals in the fourth chucker, you know, which really sort of shows the grit of the team and the ability to keep on just maintaining that intensity.
And John, I mean, obviously it's a great tournament. It's a wonderful occasion to be part of, and you know, we are all fortunate to be involved in whatever way we are. You, of course, involved in more than one way as a coach for one team, as a player for another. You know, how hard is it to balance those demands during a tournament?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Your attention is spread across a couple of different areas, and maybe you can't take full advantage of some of the social time that everyone else gets to enjoy. But you know, I really take a lot of joy in still being able to play, you know, at a really competitive tournament like this. And I think this is what the Bulgatex Elite, you know, Club Champs does, is, you know, give players a real outlet, and club players to continue going, and you know, being able to bring the competitive edge across the coaching side as well as playing is awesome. What a fantastic weekend of hockey.
And what makes Bulgatex Elite Club Challenge that much more special? And again, I'm not asking you to discredit a normal league weekend, but what makes it that extra bit special?
Oh, it's a bit of the prestige, it's a bit of the hype, it's, you know, you've got some of your traditional clubs coming through that are all building towards a similar cause. And then it's, you know, old rivalries and playing against old teammates, and just a different type of competition. You know, obviously IPTs are around and that's super competitive and guys are playing for national positions. But, you know, this is the type of tournament where everyone's playing to win, but they're also playing because they love the sport, and it's another thing to play for. And I think that's what really makes it special. And the fact that it's hosted really, really well. I mean, obviously being part of the club is it, but Riverside put on a spectacle, and Bulgatex really go the extra yard to make everyone feel super welcome and loved, and just, you know, allow performances to happen like that. And I think that's what really sets it apart. You mean, you got DJs going, you got the cheerleaders on the final night, there's a little bit of prize money, which is unheard of in our sports in the country. So all those things coming together just is, you know, is a token for an awesome weekend of hockey and sport.
And the fact that you guys get to host it, something extra special for you still?
I still love the opportunity. You know, Durban winter, as we saw, was absolutely fantastic. The club is very lucky to have two Bulgatex Elite turfs side by side, you know, and we just have some really, really nice facilities. So it makes it easy hosting. Well, I say easy, but the work that goes in behind the scenes by our local organizing committee is absolutely insane. And, you know, they play an absolute, sure, ginormous role in making the weekend what it is. So I think big props has to go to them. But yeah, we really, really fortunate, and it makes it, I think, just that extra bit special.
There's nothing short of special on the weekend. It's a tournament that I look forward to every year from a media coverage point of view. I know that the players look forward to it, and of course, you and your team will be looking forward to it in 2023 as defending champions. Obviously, the work is still busy with the current season, but how keen are you to get back and defend that crown in a year's time?
I can't wait. You know, the ladies are already talking about it. So Charlene and Danny left for America. And like, John, we're back. You know, 2023, we're making sure we're doing the double back-to-back. you know, the ladies are on it. So really keen to come back, defend the title. But we've got another massive job to do to make sure we try to get on top of the league and stay on top of things over there.
Well, we can only wish you, from all of us here at Hockey the Podcast, the best of luck for the remainder of the season. Knowing you, John, it's not too much luck you need, just good weather and lots of game time.
Good weather and some hard work, definitely.
There we go. Ladies and gents, John T. Robinson, the winning coach of the Belgatex Elite Club Challenge for 2022. It is the Riverside, the hosts. And of course, next year it is the hosts and defending champions. John, thanks for joining us. It was really great to chat with you, and what a perfect way to wrap up the Belgatex Elite Club Challenge.
Always good catching up. Thanks so much for the chat.
Thanks, bud. And there you have it, ladies and gents. We've heard from Wade Payton, who did us some commentary. You heard, and of course, punditry. You heard from Rustin Abrahams, who was one of the key components of Baloo Hockey's victory in the men's tournament. And of course, the coach of the women's winners, Riverside, John T. Robinson. All three men had the same resounding feeling. It's called the Elite Club Challenge because everything about it is elite. And we'll be back in 2023 with more elite, more great hockey, and probably more innovation from Belgatex Sport. Thanks for listening on Hockey the Podcast. We will see you all soon. Cheers.